special election in Alabama for an all-important seat in the United States Senate, and now yet another new twist in the race. Last week, when retired U.S. Marine Colonel and former top aide to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly Lee Busby announced he was running as a write-in candidate, Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast, time to bring in Emerson College professor Spencer Kimball. Spencer, last week you had the race at 53% for Roy Moore to 47% for Doug Jones, a tightening from your pre-Thanksgiving poll where Moore was up 10. What are the numbers in the latest Emerson poll this Monday morning?
Well, thanks, Larry. And yes, as you mentioned, we now have a shift in the race with Lee Busby entering the field. So we thought it was important to add him into the ballot test. And what we saw was Busby is actually a potential spoiler here. And it looks like he'll spoil the race if he's able to for Roy Moore. When we added in our leaners, he was getting 5% of the vote. And if we dug a little bit deeper into where he's getting his vote, that's coming from primarily Republicans at 6% and independents at 11%. He's only getting 1% of the Democratic vote. And that tells us that he is pulling away from more supporters. So what does that mean? Well, in our new ballot test, we now have the race at 49% for Moore, 46% for Jones, and 5% for Busby. A shift because now Moore is under that 50% threshold that candidates are looking for, even in three-horse races like we have now. With that said, without the leaners in the race, Moore holds a 48-44-3 lead with 5% undecided. And we'll talk about that 5% a little bit later.
Yeah, this is, Jones is closing fast. This is certainly a new twist, so I'm going to do it to you again. What now is your prediction as we're sitting here on this early December morning?
Well, it would simply just be a guess at this point. If we take a look at the data here, Jones has been closing over the last 3 weeks, and it looks like he might be ready for that upset, particularly up in the 5th District. That's Mo Brooks's district, and we're seeing in the last three polls, Jones able to hold that area of Huntsville. And if he's able to pull off an upset up in the northern part, and what we're also seeing is in the 7th District, the Birmingham area, he is extending his lead from in our previous polls where he was up 8-9 points to now he's up by over 30. If he's able to make those moves, he might be able to pull off the upset here in Alabama. Of course, on the flip side, Roy Moore is trying to secure the seat. Obviously, it's been 20 years since a Democrat was elected. And he's got, you know, what he's got going for him is obviously the southern part of the state, most of the eastern part of the state. And with a third-party candidate like Busby jumping in late, he might be seeing a little bit of a flash-in-the-pan effect. And we typically see a melt away from that third-party candidate, and that melt appears that it would go back to Moore, and that might be a saving grace. But with all that said, I think it would be probably best to wait till next week, and then we can play the role of soothsayer for our audience.
Yeah, next week, the final Emerson poll on this enormous race for the United States Senate. Very, very interesting trends. The full details and data are available on the website. And analysis to come throughout the week on the Emerson Polling Twitter. So, of course, goes without saying, follow at Emerson Polling and subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.